All right. Whew. Back in the saddle again. Today is December 26th, 2014, day after Christmas. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, there's snow all over the ground. Those of you who listen to this cast, you know how much I hate snow. It's a frozen water falling out of the sky. I don't get it. I know, here in Colorado, oh, it's snowing, it's a white Christmas, and we're going skiing. And they're all happy. All the fucking snow people are happy. That's great. I'm happy that you're happy, right? This is just, if anything, this is a good excuse for me to stay inside and get shit done, which is what I've been doing. And of course, what we're doing right now, recording this. When you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. And shove your opinion up your ass that we Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That's probably what's going on. Only two more years of Obama, and then I'm going to have to change the intro, my little intro spiel. I will no longer be able to say Obama's cock up your butt, because it won't be there anymore. There'll be a new cock up your butt. Thing is, since the next president of the United States is actually going to be Hillary Clinton, and as far as I know, Hillary Clinton doesn't have a cock. I should start working on my new intro now. So I have 2 years to figure out something snazzy. Snazzy, get it? Snazzy. snatchy, perhaps? to say. Out. All right, enough of that shit. What the fuck? Greetings. I am the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIVSOC.com on the interwebs. This is the Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect. Normally, I do that spiel before the cruise missile launches, but I was talking about my intro and shit. You know, talking about really important things, obviously. In the control room over there, back from her time off, back from having a life and doing Christmas shit, the lovely and adorable Randy, she's hanging out over there. I was going to do some recording yesterday, it didn't happen, because I was doing other shit, I got lazy. So here we are. Everything seems to be back, my voice is mostly back, I'm feeling confident about getting through the episode today. Randy, what else do I need to tell people? Yep, I said it's December 26th. Oh yes, thank you. You can send us email. If you want to contact us, the email address is God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. And of course, the theme music for Stating the Obvious podcast is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour. It's off his 1984 album entitled About Face. David Gilmour is, of course, the left-wing, socialist, incredibly rich guitar player for Pink Floyd, which reminds me, I found out recently there was a Pink Floyd album released in 2014. It's called The Endless River. Basically, it is outtakes, excerpts, and leftovers from the recording session they did for the Division Bell album. So I got it. And, I mean, it's pretty good. There's only one song that has lyrics. And actually, the one song that has lyrics, the lyrics are actually kind of lame, in my opinion. But the rest of it is, I think, quite good. It's just very moody Pink Floyd music. It's definitely the later days Pink Floyd stuff, the very heavily influenced David Gilmour type Pink Floyd. So, if you're into Pink Floyd, and if you're like me and you didn't know this album existed, check it out. It's not bad. You know, if you have to have every Floyd album like I do, then you should definitely buy it. A casual fan, maybe not so much, but it's good. It's good. If you like just the Pink Floyd mellow-ish moody music. Alright, should I stop? Does I have anything else I want to ramble about? Yeah. Now, I think I'm done with Hunger Games. You missed. I recorded a episode while you were not around. And not you, listeners. I'm talking to Randy. And I think I'm done talking about Hunger Games, unless I just have some brilliant flash of something about the book that needs to be revisited. All right. So, yeah, and actually, I even have the little sticky here that says Hunger Games on it, on my notes, which I don't need anymore. All right. Today, we are continuing, as you may know from the title, this is part two of my analysis of this article in Elle magazine about Brianne Bolin and how poor she is, even though she has a degree in liberal arts. And as I mentioned in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, I got some attention-seeking beta males attempting to harass me. I don't know if harass. I got some beta males wanting me to give them attention on Twitter because of the part one in this series. So I expect that when part two goes out, they'll look for attention again. And I am going to do a part three of this in which I will dissect their behavior. So hopefully they'll have some stuff to add to that. All right, let's get back to it. Fortunately for me, I marked my place. If you have not listened to part one of this series, then you should go back and listen to part one so that you know what the fuck is going on. All right, here we go. I continue reading as soon as I take another drink of hot tea. Not hot pee, hot tea. I should make sure I enunciate correctly when I say that I'm drinking hot tea. All right, here we go. Much political rhetoric these days is devoted to the importance of broadening access to college. And there is plenty of evidence that it's still better financially to have a degree than not. But in the post-crash world of 2014, a good education may not keep you from hovering near the poverty line. Let's see. Who's been saying that for years? Of course, the state is pushing people to go to college and get college educations because the college industrial complex is part of the state. And remember, the college gets paid whether or not you get a fucking job. The whole student loan industrial complex is a great money-making scam for the banking corporations. Yeah, I've talked before about, I did a whole podcast where, because there's like, well, libertarian and anarcho-capitalism, how would education work? You hate children and who would build the roads? I did a whole podcast where I talked about possible ways in which education could work in a anarcho-capitalist society. And one of the things I talked about in that series was the idea that colleges should, how do I say this? For the colleges to get paid, there should have to be some sort of result. I mean, just like anything else, right? If you go and you buy an automobile, in order for the dealer to get money, the dealer has to give you an automobile. And in theory, the automobile has to actually work. So there's something there. I mean, if you pay money for cable television, then you should get cable TV, right? If you're paying money for Netflix, then a Netflix fucking DVD should show up in your mailbox if you're old like me and you still use DVDs, or else you're streaming shit, whatever. With colleges, okay, sure, you pay your money and you get this diploma, but as people like Brianna found out, the diploma doesn't have any fucking value. And as I pointed out in the first part, this is partially her fault for being dumb enough to fall for this. It's partially the fault of all the old people around her who lied to her and told her that if she got a college education, she would make money. But it's also the fault of the fact that the system is such that the colleges can charge these kids all this fucking money, give them these fucking worthless degrees, and then kick them out the door, and it doesn't fucking matter what happens after that. There is no level of responsibility upon the college to make sure the skills people are learning there, the knowledge they're picking up, the diplomas they're getting, have any actual, practical, real-world value. And in a sense, I would agree that the colleges aren't really obligated. I mean, again, you paid your money, you got your liberal arts degree. The college, they don't fucking owe you anything under the status system. Under an NCAP system, if colleges handed out worthless degrees on a regular basis, they might get a bad reputation. Plus, if colleges handed out worthless degrees without government subsidies and without the banking corporations loaning students money to attend colleges and everything like that, if everybody out there had to pay for their college themselves, if everybody out there understood that their college education had to be an investment that makes money, it's not just something you do because you're expected to do it or you're supposed to do it, or if you follow your dreams, they'll come true, or any of this other shit. If people were much more critical about how they spent money on higher education, that would force institutions of higher education to fucking pony up a little bit more. So anyhow, yeah, and the college degree crash, it's still coming. I mean, it hasn't even happened yet. You think there's a bunch of people with college diplomas who can't get jobs now? You just wait. Because we're only at the tip of the iceberg with that. I mean, again, living in a college town, I know all these college students, and they're all getting these degrees, and I'm getting a majoring in international relations. What the fuck is that? I'm majoring in communications. What the fuck is that? There's all these people who are majoring in completely useless shit, and they're all going into debt. Well, not all of them. Most of them are going into debt to the banking industrial complex. And when this shit crashes, it's gonna be ugly. When all these people can't get jobs and they can't pay off these loans, it's gonna get ugly. I continue reading. The number of people with graduate degrees receiving food assistance or other forms of federal aid nearly tripled between 2007 and 2010, according to the U.S. Census. Yeah, let's completely ignore any empirical evidence. If the number of people with college degrees who are receiving food assistance and other forms of federal aid tripled, that might be an indicator that just having a college degree is not a path to money. That might be an indicator that the college degree needs to be supplemented by work, by intelligence, and by having a degree in something where you can actually get paid money. You know, I mean, again, this woman has her master's degree in, what the fuck is it? Hang on, I'm trying to find it. It's what? Avant-garde poetry. Daddy, I want to go to college for avant-garde poetry. She probably doesn't have a father. If she does have a father, she doesn't have a father, because a father would have told her, hell fucking no, you are not going to college for avant-garde poetry. You're going to go to college for something where you can make a fuck ton of money, and then you're going to engage in the study of avant-garde poetry on your spare time, because you're going to have a lot of spare time because you're going to be a fucking engineer and you're going to have a lot of money. But see, nobody told her that shit because she didn't have a fucking father. Even if she had a father, she didn't have a father. More specifically, 28% of food stamp households were headed by a person with at least some college education in 2013, compared with 8% in 1980, according to an analysis by the University of Kentucky economist. 8% in 1980 to 28% in 2013. So what I'm getting from that is that Obama is making things better. Higher education is making things better, and Obama is spreading the wealth. Everything's getting better, thanks to the Messiah. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Skip some stuff here. Bolin keeps in touch online because remember, we don't have time to create value for other people and make more money so we can stop being poor, but she's got time to hang out on the internet. Bolin keeps in touch online with a large circle of her fellow travelers, including Justin Thomas, a friend from college who has a master's degree in history, an adjunct at Lakeland College, about 3 hours south of Chicago. Thomas teaches between 4 and 6 classes a semester, earning between $1,500 and $3,087 per class. His paychecks arrive a month after each semester begins, he says, and during those 4 weeks, it's macaroni and cheese and baked potatoes every night for his two daughters. Because he doesn't have full custody of them, he isn't eligible for food stamps. Why does he not have full custody of them? Why isn't he, I don't know, married to their mother? Oh, wait! You can't actually be married to the person you have children with. Why, that would be patriarchy. The whole concept of two people raising children? No, we can't fucking have that. That's patriarchy and oppression. But what's totally okay is for poor people to reproduce and then get fucking federal assistance. Oh wait, he can't get federal assistance because he doesn't have full custody of his own daughters. Why does he not have full custody of his own daughters? Because the government, his masters, have not granted him full custody of his daughters. Because you see, what's his name? Justin Thomas is a slave. He is the property of the government of the United States, as are his daughters. And since his slave masters in the government have decided they're not going to grant him custody of his own children, he can't get his federal assistance. I wonder if Obama knows about this, because Obama cares about the poor people. Remember, if you help Obama, he's going to help you. You won't have to put gas in your car. You won't have to pay your mortgage. He's going to redistribute. He's going to spread the wealth around because he cares about the poor people. And again, this guy, okay, great. He got his degree in history. Again, history is not a job. History is a hobby. History is not something people pay you money for. History is something you do because it's interesting. So he got his liberal arts degree in history because a bunch of people told him it'd be a great idea. If you follow your dreams, the money will come. Dude, sir, wait, is that somebody sledding outside? That's fucking awesome. They're sledding. They're sledding basically on a flat piece of land. That's even more impressive. Hey, momentum. Momentum will fucking do it for you. All right. So he got his liberal arts degree in history, which is not a job, it's a hobby. And then he got a job. Then, sorry, I have to stop getting distracted by people outside. Hold on. All right. If I don't close the blind, I'll never stop getting distracted. Oh, squirrel! Right. Who was I making fun of? Damn it. the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Wait, what was I... Randy, what was I... Yeah. Yes, okay. So, he got his liberal arts degree in history, and then, you know, and I'm sure the colleges were... The college he got this from was telling him how great this is, and now who is he working for? A fucking college. And who is paying him jack shit? A fucking college. Again, I don't know how many times I have to fucking say this to you people. You people out there all think that academia is so wonderful and colleges are so wonderful and you want to teach us our shit, and yet you look around, and actually you don't look around you. Apparently you're completely fucking blind to what's happening. The colleges pay people like shit. Everybody thinks they're going to be a tenured professor. No. The number of tenured professors are going down. Colleges are hiring more and more adjuncts. Again, I worked at CSU 8 fucking years. I know a lot of professors there, knew a lot of professors there. Most of them are adjunct professors. Most of them make jack shit. Because the colleges, the institutions that you worship, the institutions that you support, the institutions that you give your money to, treat the people who work there like shit. And yet you still go there and give them your money. Right? It's like you people are like, I'm not going to buy t-shirts that are made in sweatshops. How is it you can spend all this time on a college campus getting these worthless degrees, paying them all this money, and not see the way colleges treat the adjunct professors? Either you're fucking blind to it, or you just don't give a shit. And I think it's mostly you just don't give a shit because you're so incredibly fucking stupid and selfish. All you give a shit about is your worthless fucking liberal arts degree. Because you've been fed all this bullshit that you think when you come out of here with your fucking triple major in motherfucking communications, international relations, and ethnic studies, I mean, you think that people are going to fall at your feet and give you a job for this shit because nobody's explained to you that those things are not jobs. Those things are hobbies. And you don't know the fucking difference. And if you're not smart enough to know the difference there, you're not going to be smart enough to recognize that the colleges are an institution that, on the whole, are fucking people over. They fuck the students over by giving you worthless degrees and not telling you the degree is worthless because they want your money, because they're making a shit ton of money to pay their football coaches while at the same time paying their adjunct professors $1,500 to $3,000 per class. So the adjunct professors have to eat motherfucking macaroni and cheese and feed that to their daughters that they don't have custody of because they're not married to the woman they fucking got pregnant, and they don't have custody because their slave owners and the government will not give them permission to have custody of their own fucking children. Welcome to democracy, the world you fucking created. I continue reading. Justin Thomas says to them, to his children, to his two daughters, quote, "Sorry, I can't afford to buy you anything, even an ice cream," he says. Getting choked up, he adds, "For me to help my daughters with their dreams, I have to give up my dreams," which is the best thing you can do, because your dreams, there, Justin Thomas, are how you got where you're at. You had this dream that you would get a liberal arts degree in history, which is a hobby, not a job, and that you would make a bunch of money. Because nobody in your life fucking told you the truth. Nobody told you to get a motherfucking degree in engineering, make a shit ton of money, and then do history in your spare time, which you would have lots of because you'd make a fuck ton of money, and then you could afford to have spare time. See? That's how this works. If you get a fucking degree in something you can actually make money doing, then you can make the money doing that and spend your free time doing other stuff. This is so complicated, I know. And again, you know, I gotta... I got to cut these people a little bit of slack. Again, I understand when these people made, when Justin and Brianne made these decisions to go to college for this stupid shit, they were young and dumb. And like I said, nobody fucking told them. And when you're young, everybody's young and dumb when they're fucking 18 years old. Everybody. I know you're, I'm 18 years old. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, okay? When I was 18, I thought I was a fucking genius also. Everybody thinks they're a fucking genius when they're 18. These little 18-year-old kids, right? I'm gonna go get a degree in history. I'm gonna get a degree in avant-garde poetry. You're right, and nobody fucking smacked them and said, no, you're not. You're gonna get a fucking degree in engineering. You're gonna get a fucking degree in mathematics. You're gonna get a degree in what the fuck ever, something useful. Something you can actually get a job. Something where you can be something other than a fucking low-paid adjunct professor. Right, and through this article, of course, we want, it's trying to present this common causality for all of this, that, you know, these people have these degrees and their degrees aren't getting them any money and Republicans hate them and the great one is patriarchal and all this other shit. No, the common thread here so far isn't even that these people all have liberal arts degrees. Again, the common thread here is these people all work at colleges. How many fucking times do I have to say this? If you take a job as an adjunct professor at a college, you're not going to make any money. You've got to do something where you can get a fucking job where you can make some fucking money. There are no adjunct professors at any, I have not done a study on this. I have no fucking evidence to back up what I'm about to say. If you prove me wrong, I will admit to you that I am wrong. There are no adjunct professors making $100,000 a year. There aren't. I guarantee you that is not happening. It's like getting a job at McDonald's and wondering why you're poor. You took jobs as adjunct professors in the college industrial complex. You are the equivalent to the college industrial complex. You are the equivalent of those people in those factories in China that make cell phones for Apple. If you're so smart, and Brianne and Justin think that they're intelligent, I guarantee you they think they're very intelligent. If you're so intelligent, why do you not recognize this? And say, well, we should be paid more. No, you shouldn't be paid more. You took the damn job. There's no fucking universal law that you should be paid more, like gravity, right? Things fucking attract each other. Mass, gravity, it's a fucking fact. There's no fucking fact. There's no natural law that you should be paid more. Because the college industrial complex knows that they can always find another person who's got a liberal arts degree and can't find a job who's willing to work for the same shitty salary you are. But that would be supply and demand, and that would be capitalism, and capitalism is patriarchy, and patriarchy is evil. So you don't know anything about that, do you? Let me get back to reading. Oh, anyway, he had to give up his dreams. So where I was going with that before I sidetracked is that giving up his dreams is the best thing you could do. Give up your fucking dreams and be practical. Be practical first. Get a job. Do something that creates value for other people. Make a bunch of money. Do practical things first. Then you can go chase your dreams. Though he has been moonlighting, he being Justin Thomas. He with the two children, but doesn't have custody of them because his masters in the government have not granted him permission to have custody of his own children because, you know, democracy, and he owns his own body and all that other stuff. Though he has been moonlighting for his father in construction, money remains tight. Quote, I'd love to get my daughter music lessons. She's talented, but right now I don't have the resources to take advantage of her ability. Unquote. Yeah, because you made bad choices. You got a degree in liberal arts, and then you chose to work as an adjunct professor at a college. You made bad choices. Wow. And again, colleges, the fucking nexus of political correctness, the nexus of liberalism. If you liberals, if you left-wing statists care about poor people so much, why are you creating so many poor people by paying your adjunct professors so little money? Oh, why is that? Wow. Hey, let's go down a rabbit hole. Let's think about this. Why would left-wing statists want to create more poor people? This is rather akin to asking the question, why would right-wing statists want to create more religious people? Let's think about this. Ooh, this is tough. Whew, good thing I don't have a degree in liberal arts, otherwise I'd never be able to figure this one out. Right-wing statists want to create more religious people because, of course, religious people mindlessly believe their religion, and in the process of mindlessly believing the religion, practicing the religion, bringing other people into the religion, indoctrinating their own children into the religion, yada, 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 create more voters who will vote for right-wing religious Republican politicians. Thus, creating public support, creating the votes, creating the polling data needed to keep getting Republicans elected. Left-wing statists, such as the ones who run the college industrial complex, want to create more poor people because, of course, poor people need government assistance. Get right. If you're not poor, you don't need food stamps. So if you don't need food stamps, you're not on food stamps. So if you're not on food stamps, when a politician comes along and says, I'm going to spend more money on food stamps, you're not going to vote for that person. But if you're on food stamps, when a politician says, I'm going to give more money to the food stamp program, or I'm going to increase welfare benefits, or I'm going to increase Social Security benefits, or I'm going to do, I had something in my brain and it went away. Whatever the fuck they're going to do. Increase the minimum wage. Whenever some liberal Democrat comes along and says, I'm going to increase the minimum wage. I mean, if the minimum wage is $10 an hour and you're making $70 an hour, you don't give a fuck. Unless, of course, you have employees and then your costs would go up. Then you give a fuck, then you vote against it, right? Then you vote for the Republican scumbag who's actually going to raise the minimum wage also. He's just going to lie and say he isn't because they know what the fuck they're doing. But if you're poor, when the politician says, I'm going to raise the minimum wage, and you're going to get a raise out of that, well, you're going to vote for him. This is why the college industrial complex has an incentive to create more poor people. First of all, obviously, it keeps their costs down, because you're paying these adjunct professors small amounts of money. So it keeps your costs down, it keeps your profit margin high, you can pay your football coach more money, you can build a new football stadium, you can buy new uniforms for the football team, you know, you can send the football team off to training practice in the Bahamas and shit like that. Important things, right? That's one reason why the adjunct professors are paid so little. The other reason is because the left-wing statist side of the equation wants to create more poor people because poor people vote left-wing statist. Just like the right-wing statist side of the equation needs to create more religious people, because the religious fundamentalist types vote right-wing statist. Again, it can all be traced to democracy. If you eliminate democracy, there's no incentive to create poor people anymore. The whole incentive for keeping people poor is so they keep voting Liberal Democrat, is so they stay dependent upon the government. If you get rid of voting, there's not much incentive. There's still some incentive, and we'll talk about this. But if you get rid of democracy, if there's no more voting, then there's not as much incentive to keep creating more poor people. I'm pretty sure that will come up at some point, because I had that in my brain that we were going to talk about that. We'll see. All right, anyway, moving forward, because, of course, it's like, yes, Jesus Christ. All right, look, this, I need to finish this. It's not just academics who are highly educated and downwardly mobile. Employment for recent law school graduates fell 92% in 2007. No, excuse me, that I am reading that wrong. Fell 92%. No. Employment for recent law school graduates fell from 92% in 2007 to 84.5% in 2012, according to the National Association for Law Placement. And the average law student's debt was about $100,000. Other professions that haven't regained many of the jobs lost during the recession include architecture, market research, data processing, book publishing, human resources, and finance, all of which either require or tend to attract workers with a master's degree. First of all, if you listen to Aaron Clary, you would have known that all this was coming. Second of all, yeah, a bunch of people go to law school because they think they're going to be lawyers, and a lot of law schools are rip-offs. Aaron Clary has talked about this many times. And then again, jobs lost during the recession include architecture. Okay, architecture is a real job, but how many architectures do you really need? Market research, not really a real job. It just Google it. I mean, yeah, and again, you know, I can find everything on Google. Well, when Google fucking takes your job, stop your whining. Market research. Kind of a job, but not really. Data processing. Really? A master's degree in data processing? Correct me if I'm wrong, which is not possible for me to be wrong, but isn't data processing just typing stuff into a computer? I mean, the computer does the fucking processing. Data processing, not a real job. Book publishing. Book publishing? Master's degree? It doesn't say editing, it says book publishing. Okay, you can publish a book online. You can do that through Amazon.com. You put a PDF, you send it to it, you publish it. Book publishing. Not a real job. Finance. Working for the multi-billion-dollar banking corporations that got bailed out by Bush and Obama. Not a real job. If anything, just criminal activity. Ooh, speaking of criminal activity. Hang on just a second. I gotta check something out. Yes, okay. Whew. No, I thought I was missing something. No, not my sanity. Missing something else. And finally, human resources. Oh, one of my favorites. Human resources. Not a real job. Not a fucking real job. Human resources is where some of the stupidest people that have ever lived go. Human resources is where you have to have a special kind of stupid to work there. Human resources is being completely incompetent and sitting around judging other people. I can tell you this for a fact. having dealt with human resources more than any fucking sane human being should ever be required to. Okay, I must move forward. Blah, blah, blah. We're now talking back to talking about Breanne Boland again. Blah, blah, blah. No one at her college mentioned that becoming an academic might not be the wisest career path, she says. Again, I've been saying this the whole time. Yeah, nobody at the college told her she was making a bad decision. You know why they didn't tell her she was making a bad decision? Because they wanted her fucking money. If you're in college right now and you think your professors give a shit about you, I have bad news for you. They give a shit about your money. They do not care about you. If they cared about you, they would be telling you that your degree is worthless by the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. It's available on Amazon.com. They would be telling you your degree is worthless and that you should get a degree in something that's going to actually get you a job. They're not doing that because they don't care about you. Instead, her favorite professor, Michael Loudon, who taught American Romanticism, encouraged her to come to his office and sit and talk. He is now retired. Quote, he had faith in me. He knew I'd continue with the ideas I was working with and write a dissertation. No, he didn't think I'd have a big career, but he was sure I'd have decent work. That was a given, unquote. Really? She's going to write a dissertation. That's woo, woo, whoop-de-fucking-do. He was so sure she was going to have... And how is he qualified to make that judgment? So your college professor, who has a fucking degree, or teaches, rather, American Romanticism, tells you that you have a bright future because you're going to make a lot of money with your liberal arts degree in avant-garde poetry. Based on what? I mean, what knowledge does he have of the future and the job market and what people get paid for that he can even fucking figure that out? How much money was he making? Now, he was probably old school. He was probably tenured, cushy job, private office, all that other good shit. Again, those days are over. It's like the gold watch days, right? When you got a job at the corporation, at the company, you worked there for 40 years and you retired and they gave you a gold watch. That shit's over. That shit's gone. It's done. The same thing with academia. The days when you got a job at the college, you were respected, and then you got on the tenure track, and then you got tenured, and you had a private office, and you couldn't be fired. Those days are gone. The fuck are you people at? Get your heads out of your asses. Those days are motherfucking over. But during Loudon's college era, at least 75% of professors were tenure or tenure track. Oh, duh. A status that includes health benefits. While the exact reverse is true today, 75% are adjuncts or part-timers like Boland. This sea change in academia had begun by the time Boland went to college, but neither she nor her parents were aware of it. Okay, maybe you should have fucking paid attention. Maybe you should have done a little research. But, oh no, we can't do that. I'm just going to follow my dreams. Her father, who hadn't gone to college, worked building tires for Firestone. Her mother was a homemaker who had an undergraduate degree in home economics. Quote, clocking in at 9 and home by dinner time, Boland says of her dad. He worked to live, not the other way around, and he didn't necessarily understand his daughter's quest for work she loved. Oh, let's talk about that. Again, this is a difference. I've talked about this umpteen thousand fucking times before. Difference between men and women. Men get jobs to make money so that they can leave their job and do things they enjoy with people they like, also known as their friends. Women, hold on, my voice is going. Needed some hot tea, not pee. Women, on the other hand, get jobs doing things they like doing with people they like, otherwise known as their friends. And this is one of the reasons why you're paid so little, and honestly, why you're taken advantage of so much. Men aren't going to do a men will do a shitty job with people they don't like, but only if you give them a lot of money. Women, on the other hand, if you can convince them that their job is fun and the people they work with are their friends, they'll work for nothing. Because, I'm going to work. Oh, I love my work so much. Oh, I'm with my friends here at work. Fuck. What? Ah, shit. We're running out of time. All right. Then, okay, finally. Hey, let's stop ragging on the college thing and let's move forward. Talking about Bolin again, continuing to talk about Bolin. Then at 28, she got pregnant, the result of a random hookup with a 20-year-old in a band she liked. She knew she'd be raising the child mostly on her own, but Bolin says she never considered not having the baby. To make matters more difficult, Finn was born with quadriplegic cerebral palsy. Okay. Oh, feminism. So she boinked a 20-year-old kid in a one-night stand hookup because, you know, all morals and everything like that. And instead of getting an abortion, she chooses to have the fucking kid, even though the kid is handicapped. Now, let's put out, here's some words of warning. First of all, for you boys out there who are dating, fucking, screwing, one-night standing, hooking up, whatever, with these liberal, Democrat, feminist women, and you're thinking, you don't have to worry about getting them pregnant because they're all abortion, abortion, abortion rights, a woman's right to choose, blah, blah, blah. Because I guarantee you, Breanne Bolin is motherfucking pro-choice, okay? I guarantee you this is true. She is not a motherfucking pro-lifer. She is fucking pro-choice. She's got abortion bumper stickers. She gives money to the fucking abortion people. All this other shit. I guarantee you this is true. Promise you it's true. If you think that you're boinking some chick who's a femistatist and she's all about abortion, if you think that means you're safe from her getting pregnant, you're wrong. Because here's the thing. All these chicks are pro-abortion until they get pregnant. Then the pro-abortion shit goes right out the fucking window. There's two reasons for that. Reason number one, all political indoctrination aside, once a woman has the... Oh my God, thanks, Randy. All right, I guess we're going to have to finish this in part three, where I'll finish reading the article and then make fun of the people on Twitter. God damn it. Fuck, I'm long-winded. The thing is, if we went back through the podcast and just like edited out all the bullshit and just kept the substance, it'd be like 7 minutes long. Oh yeah, all right. If you think that because this chick is a femistatist who's in love with abortion, no, she's not going to get a fucking abortion when you knock her out. Because reason number one, despite all the indoctrination, fucking femistatism cannot overcome millions and millions, if not billions, whatever, of years of evolution and biology. Just like as men, just like we are genetically programmed to fuck as many chicks as possible, women are genetically programmed to make babies. And I know they hate to hear that, and it's patriarchy, and it's oppression, and it's rape culture, and all this other shit, but nobody gives a fuck, because I noticed that Breanne Bolin had the fucking kid instead of getting an abortion. Boom. I do believe I've just been proven correct by her fucking actions. The second reason somebody who is a femistatist is not going to get an abortion when she gets pregnant is because they see this as their ticket to free money. As it says in here, Bree Bolin, all right, let me find it. Let me see if I can find it. La 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 la. La 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 la. Damn it, I can't find it. I'm looking. All right, anyway, it says, I have to move on. Well, I'll find it for the next one. It says in here somewhere how much money she gets every month for fucking food stamps, okay? When she saw, hey, I'm going to get pregnant, and I don't have a husband, and even better yet, the child is going to be handicapped, she's going to get free money from the government for the rest of her life. No femistatist is going to turn down the opportunity to get free money from the government. That's what statism is. Again, statism is all about being dependent on the government. If she had a fucking job and if she made money, if she didn't have a liberal arts degree and worthless shit, she would not need the government to help her feed her fucking child. The government, the state, wants her to have a worthless degree. They want her to be poor. They want her to have handicapped children because all of this makes her completely dependent. She's completely dependent upon the state. Her job is at a college, the college industrial complex, part of the state. Her child is handicapped. So that means he has all these medical needs. The medical system, the medical industrial complex is becoming more and more part of the state every fucking day. Obamacare is helping. She is a complete fucking parasite on the state. And the thing is, she's okay with this. I guarantee you she's okay with it. Because if she wasn't okay with it, she'd do something to fucking change it. Right? If you're poor and you don't like being poor, if you really truly don't like being poor, you fucking do something to change it. What's she doing to change? Not a goddamn thing. This child that she chose not to abort is her free fucking meal ticket for the rest of her life. Every person in the United States of America that actually works for a living will help pay for this child. And she knew that. She knows that. She gets it. She's a statist. She's into wealth redistribution. She's into hating people who create value for other people and make money in the process. She's into whining about the patriarchy and oppression and the minimum wage and all this other shit. And yet, she supports the state. It's because of her, the state, which brings all of this to us, continues to thrive and survive. All right, fuck, I guess there's going to be part three. We're going to wrap this up. And we'll move forward. All right, y'all. Happy day after Christmas. See ya.